to Incompatibility. I'm your genie, but with a reason. All you handsome men, you beautiful ladies watching, I love you, and I'm going to compliment you, and you're going to like it. Okay, so what am I talking about today? I'm going to talk about how a unique video. I'm going to talk about how schools and teachers could actually get less work. I know, it's hard to believe that they could actually get less work, but your genie is going to explain to you how a new thing to you. She is going to teach you about the concept of creative compromise and creative solutions, because pursuing compatibility is also out to prove that creativity is the solution for sustainability, especially in America and other societies, if other cultures or countries, if you guys are watching. I'm happy to share this these ideas with you. Because I think it's smart, and I think if schools don't listen to me, it shows their intelligence. Also, schools always talk about students come first. Well, do students really come first? Because let's reflect here. When teachers are worked to death, where they're so exhausted coming home from making lesson plans and grading papers, yet they don't have the energy necessarily to teach well because they're not well rested. That makes absolutely no sense. The fact that we are accepting this dissatisfaction is not okay with the genie. And I will explain to you why after I get into this. Now, also keep in mind, honestly, these are ideas that I came up with on my own. I honestly have no idea if these ideas are already implemented in other cultures and other countries. So if they are, please do let me know, because I have no idea. Based on my observations and my experience working in the educational field, they are not used at all. I don't know why. It's not very intelligent, but I'm going to implement some new ideas to you. So let's see. Let's reflect to number one. What's the problem? The problem is, teachers are overworked, right? Why are they overworked? Because they have to do a ton of lesson plans, okay? And they also have to grade a ton of papers. And then they also are required to do a lot of workshops and a lot of extra, curricular things at school, which, don't get me wrong, I am fully supportive, pro-education type of businesswoman. However, at the same time, there's a lack of consideration. It's kind of like led to believe that teachers don't have a life. They cannot make time to, I don't know, God forbid, go home and make love to their spouse, have some romance. They can't go home and make time for their children sometimes. They can't go out. They can't maybe not get enough sleep. What else is wrong? They are forced to stay at schools late when maybe possibly they have a child with special needs that needs extra attention, and yet they are forced to not be able to help them. There's so many dynamics that's quite ridiculous. So analyzing those problems, what's the solution? What can we do? Let's think outside the box. So let's see. There's a lot of aspiring teachers. Isn't that correct, right? So who needs experience? How can you get a job without experience? Let's see. What can we do? Oh, I know. Let's contact colleges and universities. Oh my goodness, I just thought about that. And we could easily partner with local colleges and universities and help aspiring teachers to be able to work with them. Have every teacher, or even have the option, because some teachers want control of their own classroom, and that's fine. Even give them the option of saying, hey, how about a teacher's assistant? Or hey, how about a semester program every year at every college or university require an aspiring teacher to be a teacher's assistant to lots of teachers in the local area or other local areas. I'm sure that the aspiring teachers that are studying education at universities and colleges would be more than happy to get that experience, because how can you get a job with no experience? You can't in this hiring system, which is absolutely ridiculous. But the point is that there's lots of creative ways to do that. So that's easy. You easily make a program. There's that opportunity. I highly encourage schools and universities and colleges to implement this program. It would be a very intelligent decision. It makes teachers happy. It makes college students happy. It's a whole cycle of happiness. And then teachers can go home and feel like they have a reasonable amount of work that they have completed. And they don't feel exhausted and overworked. So who knew? I highly encourage that. So now if you are going to tell me, Anna Marie, we don't have enough colleges and universities in the area to implement, or let's say that you tell me that there's a problem with that, okay, let's think another way outside the box. Okay, you could talk to high school students, senior high school students. I don't fully recommend this. The reason why I don't recommend this is because high school students are young, and it's great. Don't get me wrong. I love you. However, who needs the job more? Universities and colleges. Those seniors and junior and senior students need the jobs more than the high school students. The high school students have plenty of time to get a job. College and high school, college and university students don't have that enough. Don't have enough time. So I encourage you to focus on the colleges and universities programs. High schoolers would be more of a last resort. They could maybe help with the preschool or kindergarten or lower grades. But college and universities are the best way to do that. What else you could do? If that doesn't work or in your local area that can't work, you could also attempt to reach out to senior citizens. My grandfather is one of the most intelligent people in the universe that I know. I'm not trying to brag because he's a family member, but he's incredibly intelligent. He's made a huge difference in people's lives. He's a retired doctor. However, the age range I would recommend is maybe 50s or 60s or early 70s. There's incredibly smart, sharp senior citizens that are retired that maybe are a little bit bored and they could use something to do. And feel like they're contributing to purpose. They don't want to feel like they're working like a dog because that's why they're retired, but it would make them feel good to be a part of a society or community that could help people. That would reduce the workload of teachers and even assistants because a lot of people are so overwhelmed. Now, when it regards to adding culture and lack of diversity, because I've talked to my Black friends that are teachers and they tell me that there is a lack of Black representatives or other cultural representatives. Okay, you could easily reach out to, let's say, the Russian community or the Black community or the Indian community or the Asian community and say, do you have any older senior citizens that are retired that are sharp enough or that their brain is well enough to help us? Or college students that could help with translation issues. I felt really sorry that I couldn't fully translate for a young Russian boy. He was the only Russian in a school that I was working at. And I felt really bad. I did my best to use body language and some photos online, but I could only do so much. So there's that we could do. There's so many creative ways to do it. So that's a creative solution for you. And if schools are smart and colleges are smart, you would implement it and you would take my advice. So take it. And if you do take it, please pay me. Because let me tell you about my life. Let me tell you why this is really important to me. I have faced adversity my entire life. I can smell a bad teacher a mile away. I can smell a good teacher a mile away. And I can smell the teachers that are, they have good intentions, but they're just not a good teacher. I'm sorry. They have good intentions. They just need better training or, when I was young, teachers told my mother to her face, your daughter is probably not going to graduate high school or college. That's not the most wisest thing to build your reputation as a teacher. And I don't recommend teachers doing that. You lose respect. You lose a lot of respect from parents. On the other hand, teachers are not enough respected these days because they're overworked. And, also parents sometimes take it for granted how hard teachers work. So that's a part of my story. I've worked incredibly hard to get to where I am today. I have a lot of ideas to implement for creative education and creative solutions to improve our society and, I don't know, make a happier America and make a happier society and bring us all together. Let's see here. Your genie has faced massive economic devastation. I have my college loans are still not paid off yet. Thank you. life. Thank you to the wonderful Black people that have allowed me to experience your culture. Thank you to the Korean community that have allowed me and gave me the opportunity to experience your culture. Thank you to the Iranian community. Allow me to say thank you to all the teachers that have impacted my life. I want to say thank you. Some of you work incredible miracles, and you don't get the credit you deserve. Percent Compatibility is pro-business, but we are also pro-education. We are pro-cultural exchange. We are pro-diversity. We are out to prove that you can be a big business and help the economy all in one. So I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. We should not take good teachers for granted. So if you want to help society and make the world a better place, you will support your genie. Because if you have a problem, I have lots of genius creative ideas that are going to help society and literally make people feel better. I'm not joking. So that's my little tangent. And again, if you use these ideas, please pay me, because I would love to have my college loans paid off. Thank you for watching this video. Please like, subscribe, and comment below, please. I appreciate all of the genuine support, all of my fans abroad or internationally. Please do check out my online shop below. Sorry, this is a little bit of an emotional video. To check out my company apparel that many of the ideas I invented with some help with some freelance designers. I love you so much, and my lovely brand advisor Gerson has helped with some inspiration. I love you so much. So please don't forget to check out my company information below, all my meetups in Las Vegas, and my founder's story below. I appreciate the support so much. I love you all, and I will persist until we get this right. Okie dokie. Alrighty. Alright, have a wonderful day and evening, and have a good night. Bye.